We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now, the voice of the Yankees, John Sterling.
Well, you're in great voice tonight.
What's up, John?
Well, everything's good. How are you?
I'm good. I miss you, man. I'm glad to have you on air with me. I'm glad we got to catch up a little bit a day or two ago. And here we are on The Fan.
And in about a month and a half, we'll be on the air with 7 Yankee preseason games, and then the season begins, and then it's every blessed day for 6 months, and you hope a 7th month.
Yeah, a month and a half. I mean, we're going to have spring training. Are you going to go down to spring training and do a couple games like you did last year, or are we skipping spring training this year? I'm not heading down this year.
Yeah, Susan and I will do 7 games between March 20th. March 17th and the 27th.
Oh, okay, a month and a half. I'm like, the end of spring training. That's what that'll be. I won't be there, but hold it down. I mean, I got to join you guys last year around that time. It was awesome. I was trying not to get choked up. I cracked up when I said, you know, I was like, this is amazing for me. And you were like, oh, it's not that much of a thrill. You're the best. So while I have you, we obviously got to let the folks know that we'll be together Saturday. Are you Saturday and Sunday? I'm hosting Saturday and Sunday, but I know that you know you're going to come in, kiss some babies, sign some autographs. What time are you there?
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday. John Sterling, Susan Waldman, a bunch of Yankees legends. We've been talking about it. Pinstripe Pride event at American Dream. It's going on from 9 a.m. to 5. But what time will you be there, John?
I would say from noon to, I guess, 2 or so.
It's flexible. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
I have to sign things for you first. It's double duty. You know, you sign and then you go out and meet the public and sign. So I think it's great, and I loved it. I loved it when the Yankees had that day years and years ago before the season began. And so I think it's a great idea. We'll see a lot of baseball people there. And if you come, as they say, say hello. If you can, I hope there are so many people you can't say hello, but if you do, say hello.
Yeah, from what I hear, the tickets are sold out. They did last call last night, online tickets. I think now you got to show up and buy tickets there. But you know what I look at this as? A lot of teams do like Fan Fest. And I know this isn't connected with the Yankees, but like the Red Sox just had their Fan Fest. I know the Astros do one. And you know the Yankees don't do a Fan Fest like season kickoff before the teams head down to Tampa or out to Arizona. But this for us is going to be like, okay, there's no football this weekend. We can get a bunch of Yankees legends, Bernie Williams, Mariano Rivera. They said Donnie Baseball is going to be there. There's a long list of guys that are going to be there, and it'll be like a way for Yankees fans to get together and kick off the season.
Yeah, I agree. As they say, it couldn't hurt. So we're all looking forward to it. It's a good thing. I never knew that it was so big. It wasn't explained to me that way. And as I tell Susan all the time, I really know nothing. You know? So I didn't know. Now I realize what a big thing this is, and so good. I'm happy to be part of it, and I'll see you there.
Yeah, I'm excited to see you. I'm excited to see Susan. It's going to be a good little get-together. I had Goose Gossage on last week. I had Cecil Fielder on. I know Jim Leyritz is going to be there, Mickey Rivers, Ricky Henderson, Hideki Matsui. Like, the fact that they're even getting Andy Pettit, all of these guys scheduled throughout the weekend to show up at American Dream is awesome. It's Wish You Were Here Productions. It's Celebrity Cruises and Hall of Fame Signings. If you go to halloffamesignings.com, you can read all about it. John, what have you been up to? What have you been up to like, now that we
you've
have
done
you?
The whole, you've done the whole billboard.
Well, yeah, I've had a few people on, and unlike yourself, they have filled me in.
thank you for asking. Everything is good. I just celebrated an anniversary 2 days ago on February 1st.
Oh, yeah, and I mentioned it last night. Go ahead and tell everyone.
It marked. Well, no one will care. It's just me who cares.
Stop
because I've
that.
Lived it.
Go ahead.
That's my 63rd anniversary on the air. My first day on the air was February 1st, 1960. And so it is impossible to believe. I know. I can't believe it, and I was there. So that everything is cool. Looking forward to the year. And, Keith, thank you for having me on your terrific show, and I wish you continued good luck, okay?
Awesome. Thanks for calling in, John. Get some rest, and I'll see you this weekend.
Okay. Thank you, Keith.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.